Chuck, here we are at the Farm Broadcasters Convention, and you're here with New Holland. Let's talk about them, first of all, because I know that New Holland has been very involved in helping promote renewable energy sources, especially biodiesel, being in the tractor business. And so tell me what you think about that, because obviously you're here involved with them.
Oh, well, I'm so proud, Chuck, to be involved with New Holland because, you know, they're showing leadership in this industry. They're the first to warrant their equipment using 20% biodiesel and the first to warrant their equipment using 100% biodiesel. So, look, you know, there's been a lot of talk about change in this country and throughout the world in recent times. And they are on the forefront of that change, and I'm just so proud to be involved with them. And we all know we have to get away from that terrible dependence on foreign oil. And I think New Holland is leading the pack. They're a pace setter, no doubt.
Well, and I know that it's very the whole renewable energy issue is very important to you, not even just from the biodiesel standpoint, but as a tree farmer on the ethanol side as well, right?
You bet. Absolutely. My wife, Roselaine, and I own and manage what we call Charlane Plantation. It's about 2,500 acres of tree farm, family forest, down in central Georgia. And yes, very, very interested in using our own cellulosic material to make ethanol, also to make other alternative fuels like electricity and natural gas. So I'm interested in these things. Again, we have to change our ways here in this country and throughout the world, and I'm glad to see the leadership that's going on in this area.
Well, and I also understand you're involved in starting up a new organization. I don't know much about it. Love to learn a little bit more. Mother Nature Network.
Absolutely correct. Through some research that myself and my partners did, we realized that there is no really great, iconic website to deal with environmental issues. And there's a few out there, but they're very weak or not very deep, or they don't look good or whatever. So we partnered up with some very interesting people like Pete Carell, who is a former CEO of Georgia-Pacific, a guy named Tom Bell, who is CEO of Cousins Properties out of Atlanta. My partner, Joel Babbitt, is a lifelong advertising and public relations man. We've put together this marvelous team, MNN.com. We launch in January. We have a fabulous team working on the content, and we're going to address all the environmental issues in the world today, and I'm very, very excited to be a part of
it. Now, can I ask, will that be in a, how would I say this, politically correctly, but in a reasonable manner, because that discussion can get so emotional, you know, and sometimes people lose sight of the facts with the emotion of the, and I know that's important to a lot of the organizations in this room, for example.
Well, Chuck, that's a good point, and that's one of the reasons that I wanted to be involved, because I believe I can be a voice of reason in this arena. As we know, there are some radicals that for whatever reasons would say things like, don't ever cut a tree, you know, and that's ridiculous. This is I preach that trees are natural, organic, and most importantly, renewable. And that's what we're looking for, renewable energy in this country, whether it's wind energy, whether it's solar energy, or whether it's biomass, renewable, renewable, renewable. And that's a great thing about the product that I'm engaged in growing. And that's also the message that we'll be getting out on Mother Nature Network. But it's not just about that. It's the whole range of environmental challenges that we have today. You know, there's a great quote by Theodore Roosevelt back in 1907 in which he said basically that the conservation of our natural resources is the most important thing that we have in our country today. Well, it's funny how over 100 years later we're still saying the same thing.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you're very busy because you've got the farm, you've got this new venture. But let's just touch base because you play music. And where are things at with you in terms of your music career at this point?
My real job. As you know, I've worked with the Rolling Stones, have for 27 years now. We finished a tour in August of 07 in Europe. And I was just crazy enough, Chuck, to stay on in Europe and do a tour of my own. But I was so pleased I did. We called it the Green Leaves and Blue Notes Tour. And one of the sponsors we had was the German Forest Landowners Association. So we were not only playing music and having fun, but we were also addressing some of the issues that they have over there in their country. And it's amazing how similar they are to the issues we have here. Very successful tour. One of these shows we did was a live radio broadcast that turned out so well that I've put it out on CD. I have a double disc CD. It's Chuck Lavelle Live in Germany, and work with some fabulous musicians from Germany, and I could not be more pleased with the results.
We'll keep our eye out to see what's next in the Chuck Lavelle music career, and great to talk to you here in Kansas City at the Farm Broadcasters Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.